Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely. And that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated. But that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Kevin Adams yesterday, we talked a lot about what he had to say. You can catch up on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, or WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton has an article about yesterday, and he told us yesterday he'd have another one today about the draft. I think it was, isn't that what he said? More about the draft.
I believe so, yes.
Let's go. I love a draft. I'm in one tonight, and tomorrow night, and Saturday. You can come Saturday. You can't come tonight. It's going to be online. I'll be home. Tomorrow night, you could. People will be there that are not in the draft because it's a bar, but you won't want to be there to participate. Saturday, though, is the Scott Fish Bowl at Fatty at Wurlitzer.
Oh,
you could definitely go to that.
Okay, yeah.
And weigh in. Like, my son will be there with me, putting the stickers on the board.
Weighing in, but I might like to just take it in.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Four drafts at once.
Good. All right, enjoy that. I'm sure I have weed whacking or some graduation party or something to go to. I don't know.
What an insult.
A wedding or something.
You could have a wedding. You could be playing golf, or as people now call it, golfing. You could be involved in something, but you can't be like, I got a weed whack. That's not going to cut it. Wow. No pun intended. That's not going to cut it.
No.
Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. I can't come to your event. You gotta do better.
This event, you guys, this raises money for charity, doesn't it?
It so does.
So yes. I don't mean to dog the event. I'm not coming. But
you're not dogging it, but you're not coming.
I'm not dogging it. I'm not
fair.
Coming. I hope it goes very well.
Thank you.
I do have other commitments, honestly. Family stuff.
Cutting the grass. Trimming, even.
No,
not even cutting the grass, trimming the grass.
I don't know where I'm going to find time to golf this weekend, actually. No, I've got the ride for Roswell on Saturday morning.
Oh,
and,
well, that's a good one.
And that, you know, we're the station, the company is involved in a way that we have not been prior. So with that, I feel like we're going to have a tent and stuff, and I'm going to want to hang around after the ride is over to, you know, just sort of be... Radio's the Bulldog hanging out at the WGR Odyssey tent.
Absolutely.
At the ride for Roswell. So, because I really, it is personal for me. I'm really proud that the company took the step to get involved like that and that Roswell would have us. So I want to, you know, I want to be there for anything and anyone.
We have turned this on its head.
Yes, I have.
Now I'm the bad guy because I'm not going to that. But at least my thing is charity. I can get away with that.
Right.
It's not just like a big gorilla draft.
I'm so looking forward to this ride, and I have not ridden outside to this point in the season as much as I normally do. When the weather got good, my bike was getting worked on. And so I just had, plus golf, when it's nice out and I get up in the morning, it's like, go for a 30-mile bike ride or go play golf. And, you know, I've been leaning golf a little more than I'd like. Today, pouring rain. Like, all right, I'm gonna keep going. Like, once you're wet, you're wet. I was already wet from sweating. Like, okay, it's raining. I'm gonna keep going. Oh, it's pouring. Fine. It's gonna keep going.
Look at you.
I was in the park, so it's, you know, not like I was dodging cars that with bad windshield wipers or anything. It was relatively safe, and it felt good. You should get caught in the rain once in a while.
I agree.
It is healthy.
I love getting caught in the rain. Isn't that from the Pina Colada song? Isn't that one of the lines?
Yeah. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain,
right there. It's gospel.
Yep.
You got to do it. Adam is with us. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. I heard you talking about, you know,
the pina colada song. Yeah, I know. It was great.
Yeah. No, that too.
That too.
I wish it was pina colada time in Saberland right now. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But I heard you guys talking about this yesterday. I almost called in. The most frustrating part of this whole situation for me as a fan and the way things have been, you know, since early on in his ownership of this team is that I just don't understand the why behind the decisions that are being made. And when you don't have context of the why, I can be spoken to or convinced maybe that something is a good idea or maybe there are reasons why things went the way that they did. But being left in the dark as a fan has been the most difficult thing to me for me about this whole situation. And I feel like, I mean, Terry, let's be honest, has not been good in the media any time he's had to speak. You know, he's been interesting at times. It was great to see him when he bought the team crying about, you know, Gilbert Perreault and, you know, his fandom. But I think the thing that this team is lacking, I won't say more than anything because they need to win on the ice, but he has to understand the way that you need to connect and message and communicate with fans. And, you know, maybe humor me a little bit because I run my own business and I hate to make this comparison to a multi-million-dollar sports team, but when I make a mistake on the job, the most important thing for me is to get on the same level as my customer and say, look, I'm mad about this too. This is how this happened. It's not an excuse. I'm just giving you the reasons why it happened. Here's how I want to fix this. And when I find I do that, we kind of just get on the same page. We get on the same level and we move on and things get better. And maybe the reasons that Terry has been making some of the decisions that he's made has stemmed from, who knows, pressure from the NFL, having his cash position right for building the stadium. I don't know. And maybe because, you know, the hockey team had to be cash strapped or, you know, wound down tight for a while, he wants to give this guy who he's, you know, close with an opportunity to do it with more resources at his feet. And I understand that's a difficult thing to maybe communicate to a fan base, but they, as fans and people who are invested our time and energy into these sports teams, we don't own the team, but we take ownership of it. And so if you want to have a thriving community of fans and people who really care about this, you have to level with us and open up your books and get on the same page as us so we understand why any of this is happening. Because without it, not only is it frustrating to us, but you're severing this connection, this loving, you know, bond that we've all had with this franchise for as long as any of us have been fans, you know, growing up and watching him live. And to me, that's the most frustrating thing. They need to reinvest in what they're doing on the ice, but they have to change the way that they communicate with us, or things are not going to get better.
Yeah, that's really, I think that's accurate and really well put.
Well done, Adam. Yeah.
That's the dream. I mean, I can't tell you that I think most teams open the books, right, where the owner is like, if you will, an open book. Like that, I don't think that that's typical. But here, I mean, I think it would be especially good, not just because the team has been losing for so long and fans are in this dark place, but just because it's that kind of special bond, as the caller put it. So I'm all for it. And, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, maybe he's just not capable of that. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't trust himself to be able to articulate himself in a way that he would feel like would go over right. But that's when you hire people who can do it, and he hasn't done that at all. Like I have to think that on no level is like spokesperson relevant to him when he's hiring his coaches and managers. Like, how many of them have been really good at expressing themselves? Adams is good at this. I think he is. But a lot of them have not been. And I don't know, like, even going back to Russ Brandon was somebody that, like, oh no, fans heard that and just like were offended by that. And how would he not know that that would happen? Maybe he didn't care. That's a long time ago now, but still.
I like the call a lot. I do think that one thought I've had frequently this year, whenever fans were Sabres Twitter. Okay, make your jokes. I mean, it can be really, really, really nasty in there. But why didn't they recognize the 50th anniversary team? Like, that's a reasonable question. 50th anniversary of the Cup final team, right? And a few different times I started responding because I know and like one of the guys that was sort of, you know, forwarding that conversation, like presenting that conversation. And a few different times I started to write, like, I just don't know how it would go over. Like, right now, in the here and now, it's so bad. And now what? Oh, you're trying to distract me by reminding me why I love you in the first place. And you're at a special kind of low where someone like me has to even suspect that people would be cynical about something like that. Because who doesn't love, like, remembering why you fell in love with anything, let alone a sports team? Like, oh, yeah, Danny Gare in 1975, you know, all that stuff, like, pulls at the heartstrings. I'm telling you, for me, even, who's a sucker for that kind of stuff, there's a part of me that would have resented it. Because it's so bad right now in real time that the only joy I can get is thinking about when I was 10. I mean, that's a bad place to be. So I'm using that as an example of how they can, you know, be challenged right now in getting almost anything right. Because as well-intentioned as something like that could have been, it still could be perceived as, this is all you can do for me now. All I've got is the past. You cannot please anyone in real time. And that's a terrible place to be.
Again, though, and maybe this, I'm probably biased because I'm in communications. Again, that can be easily massaged, right? Just, I own the team. Whoever owns the team, you just get out there. Be like, what are you kidding? Of course we're going to honor this team. It's gone as far as any team in franchise history. It's legendary players. It's a lot of why I bought this team. Next question. How hard is that? It takes 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then nobody has there's no follow-up. Of course we're going to do this. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's just like, but they don't. And that's more conspicuous, I think. Well, we just passed 50 years since that. That finals was over in May. Those were the days.
Yes.
They knew what they were doing back then in hockey. Right. Wrap it up. If it goes past Memorial Day, you're just not paying attention. Looking at a box score from game 4 of the 75 finals. You watched you followed it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't, being 3. But
you should have tried harder.
I don't know, I guess. There were no penalties in the third period of game 4. How did that happen? How was there a period in the Sabres Flyers
in 1975
finals in 1975 where there were no penalties?
Yeah, why weren't there like 200 minutes in penalties?
Gilbert had 2 penalties in that game. How many games in his career did he have 2 penalties? Tripping and holding. I bet they were both bad calls. It must have been fixed.
Well, they wanted the bigger market to win.
Yes. The Sabres did win this game, 4-2.
Plus, they wanted a dynasty. So that was,
right.
Was Philly's second in a row.
How many games did Perreault have 2 penalties?
I bet it's not many. He did win the Lady Bing at one point in his career. I'm pretty sure that's in his trophy.
Oh,
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least once.
That's the trophy, kids, for gentlemanly play in the NHL.
He won 1 Bing. You're right. 1 Calder and 1 Bing. 73 won the Lady Bing. Finished 5th in the Hart Trophy that year in the vote. That's as high as he got in the Hart. I don't know. He might have been slighted. Who was winning these Hart Trophies in those years where he was maybe the best player in the league?
LaFleur.
Jim Kelly, the late, great Jim Kelly, would say, 1975, Buffalo had claimed the best player in 3 sports. Football, hockey, basketball.
O.J., McAdoo, Gilbert.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Jim was the only person who thought that, but it seemed like a plausible argument that may have been true. All right. Thanks, Adam. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sam Monson coming up at 4. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.